Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
But let's just say it was wacky, though, okay? Let's just say it was wacky, though, because you saw this Jim Irsay, what he did? Everybody's talking about this Jim Irsay making Jeff Saturday head coach of the Colts. It's unbelievable. And I honestly feel like I'm surprised this move hasn't happened with the Dolphins, because it feels like they've touched every other base of scandal and embarrassment. I'm surprised that nobody's ever pulled this move. The Marlins did something very similar to back in the day, where they made Dan Jennings, who was their general manager, they made him the manager.
Yeah.
I'm flabbergasted. When I saw the news come across the Twitter timeline during the show, I had to look at it three times. I couldn't believe what I was watching. Because sometimes, we'll have the Twitch comments up, and I don't – some people are legit. They'll tell us, hey, this just broke. And this is one of those, I have to see it to believe it. I don't believe it. And seeing him up there slurring and just wondering, he feels like he just got out of the back of a limo with who knows what pouring out of him. First of all, what is your reaction to Jeff Saturday being the coach and just Irsay and everything that was there? Because it was a delightful clown show.
So I was telling Hawk and Crowder today, I envision Jeff Saturday coaching in his uniform, in his pads on the sideline. And you know what? Jim Irsay, why are we stopping there? Bring back Peyton Manning. Let's see if he has a little bit of run in him. What's Adam Vinatieri up to, Tobin? Because I
don't
know,
dude.
See him pick a little bit as well. If you're going to do this, do it all the way. Bring back bring back that Super Bowl team from a decade and a half ago and just run it back. See how crazy you can get with this.
I'm trying to think who is the sixth or seventh most beloved Dolphin that would get this job, because it's not, okay. So it's not Marino. We'll slice him off. It's not, it's not Ricky Williams. It's not Larry Zonka, but all right. So a newish generation Dolphin who's kind of beloved. Jason Taylor's too good. He's off the list. Zach Thomas
is he too good? Is JT too good? Because I was thinking of people who've done broadcasting, right? Jeff Saturday has maintained some sort of credibility within our circles in terms of knowing the game, just based off the fact that he's an analyst on ESPN. I'm not saying that gives him some sort of credibility to be a head coach, but I'm saying in terms of understanding and knowing the game and us being familiar with him, right? He's on ESPN.
I understand, but being on television, this is the thing that cracks me up about it, is I picture Irsay, he's just in a sad motel room one night doing God knows what with who knows how many ladies. And he's just dejected because, they got this quarterback I've never heard of playing for them now. They've had five quarterbacks since Andrew Luck, whatever. And he goes, just sees Saturday on TV doing a sports center. He goes, that's the guy. That's the guy right there. I'm hiring him. And so I'm picturing who is the guy that Stephen Ross would turn to at a moment like this? And I really I'm struggling to figure it. Honestly, dude, it would legitimately be calling Channing Crowder and asking Channing, hey Channing, you want to coach the Dolphins this week? Beloved Dolphin, great sports commentator, blowing up with all kinds of a media mogul, but being hey, you want to coach the Dolphins for 9 weeks?
That would be great.
It would be great.
Oh my God.
Channing's done high school. He's got the credentials.
Yeah, he's done high school. His only play was blitz the hell out of him. That's it. Just blitz the hell out of him.
He actually would fit in with the with Boyer, because that kind of feels like what Boyer does every single week.
Yeah.
But no, I'm trying, Jeff Saturday's going to get so embarrassed by this. There's no way this is going to work out. He's got tweets that are the Raiders are trash, and he's taking on the Raiders this week. You can't have a coach with receipts like that. This is insane.
I'm looking forward to it. I don't hate the move, honestly. Like, nothing else is working for you. Hawk was saying this today. Like, nothing else has worked for you. You have a bunch of guys right now in your coaching staff who have experience, but they've all failed either as head coaches. They've been around this organization. Now it's not working. Like, just do something so out of the box, so ridiculous that it just might be crazy enough to kind of work.
And that doesn't work with football, dude. That never works. That, like, we look at these moves all the time. And like with pro football, you're like, that doesn't work. That's not going to work. It has to be guy who's been in it. Like, look at all the guys who are good at this now. They're all young guys who have literally been driven into the ground since they were 19 years old. McDaniel, McVay, Shanahan, LeFleur. They're all guys who have literally been ball boys since the time they're teenagers. It doesn't work to be. Look at what's happening with the Raiders right now, where they who make Mayock, they've got off television. Every one of their first round picks has failed. Everyone, that was his supposed expertise.
So you're not picking the Colts this week in Las Vegas?
I mean, the Raiders do suck. I can't rule it out.
Yeah, I mean,
I can't rule it out.
6.5-point underdogs in Vegas. I mean, Tobin, let me know. I'll throw a little. I'll throw some change on the Colts this week. So Jeff Saturday winning this Sunday would be amazing. Ooh, would be amazing. Would be amazing, Tobin.
Yeah, it would be a story. He's gonna get the Gatorade bath and all of that stuff.
Greg Camarillo? Is that like Greg Camarillo? Legendary moment for the Dolphins. He's kind of in media.
I feel like
San
he's
Diego
too low.
Right now.
We're going like two Dolphins. Look, Jeff Saturday is a Colts great. But like, if I have a cameo from Peyton, Reggie Wayne, Marvin Harrison, Edgerrin James, Dallas Clark, now we're getting to like Jeff Saturdayville. And so I'm trying to think, it's like, all right, recent Dolphins, we got JT, Zach Tom. I feel like it'd be like it's like Pat Surtain, you know, like Pat Surtain, he's been a high school coach. And just like, you know what, Pat? Go get him, dude.
Cam Wake, like that level.
Yes, Cam Wake, perfect. Like, Cam, you're beloved. You're like the seventh most beloved Dolphin of the last 20 years. Go get him, dude. Or Brent Grimes. Like, just let's see what he's got. Throw him out there. I'm really, like, surprised Stephen Ross has never pulled this move out of all the moves he's pulled.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk. But it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I bet you in some ways he's like, man, I love what Mike McDaniel's doing, but jealous, I've never thought of that, Jim.
Yeah. he's got to be fiending for a little Cam Wake call-up on the sideline. He's hoping McCoaching gets COVID so he can name him an interim head coach for 1 week.
Cam Wake would just be like there coaching in just half a shirt.
Just with, like, constantly with like carrots and broccoli, raw carrots and broccoli in a Ziploc bag that he's munching on the whole time, because the dude only eats like the most pure form of food on the planet.
Where is Cam Wake now? Is he in Miami? I feel like his career ended after that run with the Titans and just
in a gym.
The face of the earth.
He's in a gym right now. He's currently squatting 7,000 pounds right now, Tobin.
I wonder, do they should have like he should be like an honorary captain, you know? Like a dark age is in the Dolphins, but he was elite. He was one of the scariest pass rushers in the league. And they just, you know. Even that bum Ireland has a gem.
Didn't they take him from the Canadian Football League?
They did.
That's right.
And he was, he was a freak with his videos, and no, he turned out to be every piece of the monster that they said that he would. Yeah. But a great defender. His talent's wasted on doing no winning down here.
Crowder told us a great story about Cam Wake, that they used to go out, like they'd go to a strip club or they'd go bowling, like, you know, the players would go out and they'd order shots, but Cam Wake would not put a single thing in his body that wasn't healthy. Like, the dude was just that committed to his body. So they'd order shots and like Cam wouldn't say anything. He'd just grab it and throw it on the ground. And like soon they start looking back and there's just like a puddle of vodka next to Cam Wake. And Crowder's like, bro, I'll drink them. Like, don't throw them on the ground. Send them my way. I'll drink them.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? My next porpoise pod, I want to find out where Cam Wake is. I've made that my homework. I'm going to find Cam Wake.